is Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
Pastor William Renick with us from Joyful Union Congregation. We're talking about Martin Luther King's birthday, and you have a sermon that you'll be delivering on Sunday that you say is challenging.
Phil, it is a challenging sermon, and it is one that I do believe that God has directed me to deliver to my congregation. I think that Dr. King has represented so much to African-American people. And I think that the white and I will tell you, I've got a white and black congregation. I've got all people represented in my congregation. But God spoke to me about Dr. King's birthday.
When you say God speaks to you, in what way?
When in prayer, I will get an inspiration, get a thought, get a feeling. And it is a feeling that resonates in a very positive place inside of you. And that is when you feel you are being moved by the Spirit. And the Lord said, and this is a very challenging thing I'm going to present to my congregation on Sunday, that when it comes to celebrating Dr. King's birthday, black people, I think, obviously have a reason, because Dr. King motivated African-American people and people of color to stand up for themselves. You understand what I'm saying?
I understand.
And to stand up for their rights, to stand up for their right to vote. Whereas white people, and I want to say this as delicately as I can, but the man that pulled the trigger on Dr. King in April of 1968 was a white man.
I understand.
And so, Phil, I say to my white children as well as my black children, I say, this is a day of celebration. It's also a day of atonement. Now, we know that we have a national holiday for Dr. Martin Luther King. All across America, are people aware of this great American? I would urge my white congregation to go to work that day.
To not take the day off.
To not take the day off, to go to work that day. As a way of saying to Dr. King and to black people, we're gonna, as we used to say, so back when I started out as a truck driver, and I grew up in a very, very small town in East Texas called Kilgore, Texas. And they used to say, well, now you got the, you got the hump, you got the makeup. We used to say, and that's what I'm saying, we got the makeup.
All right, well, if I could interrupt you, Pastor Rennett.
No, you got the makeup, is what I mean by that, is atone. And it's a day of atonement.
All right, but you're saying white people should go to work on Martin Luther King Day.
I'm saying white people should go to work, yeah. And not in my congregation.
Why? To atone for being...
Well, again, the man who pulled the trigger is a white. And the other thing I want to say, everybody that harassed Dr. King from the time of the very historic Montgomery bus boycott, Rosa Parks, and she said to that white man, I ain't getting up for you. White man, look at this. I said, you get to get up and let me sit in that bus seat. She said, hell no. All the way on down to the day that he died, was harassed by white people.
But isn't the...
And all white people need to atone for that tragic day in April 1968. When Dr. King came out on the balcony of a motel to take the morning air and was shot down.
Hold on, Pastor. Dr. King died tragically. What he taught us has enabled white people as well as black people.
But you and I got to understand something. Martin Luther King Day, people getting off. Everybody going to relax. Well, white people get that day off because it was the white people that put Martin Luther King and the black people. And I'm not blaming. I'm simply saying it's time to atone. So why not? And what we're doing in our church, I've got my white congregation. And I said, instead of taking the day off, the white people come down to the church. And let's do some work at the church. We can paint. Or we can sand. I got a hardwood floor in the sand. We've got a garbage pickup. We've got a landscaping to do. $10,000 in order. And this way, we're able to conserve our church fund for our trip to the Holy Land. And also, more importantly, the whites can't begin to atone. That's a beautiful word, isn't it, Phil? I love the word atone.
You know, I'm not sure I like the idea that white people have to atone all white people for the murder of Dr. King.
Well, you got to understand it. Well, the white people said, well, you know, I didn't own no slaves. All day. Look at here. You know, the man was harassed by the whites. All I'm asking for is one day out of the year where black people can say, oh, we get the day off because Martin Luther King. What are you white people doing the day off? You know, figuratively, symbolic, you don't want to kill him. You see, but
isn't that divisive?
No, it is not divisive. What it does is white folks can go to work and say, you know, this is what I'm going to do today. I'll sit around on my dead butt, Martin Luther King, hey, hell, man, pull the trigger, white, I should do something, anything, to do that atonement, see what I'm talking about.
All right, well, I want to give our phone number out.
Sir?
1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. You're going to give the sermon on Sunday?
God has challenged me to give the sermon Sunday, yes. And I want to deliver it with as much love as I can. But I also got a $10,000 church fund that can be used for our trip to the Holy Land. And this is the way I get the white people in, scrub down some, you know, some toilets and not do anything demeaning.
And when you say scrubbing toilets,
well, to get the white folks in and do a little bit of work. But for white people to take Martin Luther King Day off, it's like a Jew taking off Christmas. You see what I'm saying?
No, I don't.
In other words, how stupid is it for a Jew to take off Christmas? How stupid is that, right? It's the same thing, a white man taking off Martin Luther King Day.
And wait a minute, Jewish folks don't celebrate Christmas, okay?
What white people are celebrating Martin Luther King, and yet, as white folks, you know, he'd go out in the morning air and he'd get a bullet in his chest? I don't think so.
But it wasn't all white people that did it.
No, you're right. But it's time for white folks to acknowledge that somebody got to pay the price. Somebody probably now, and we do about 3-4 years and no white folks taking off Martin Luther King birthday, and maybe we've made a little bit of headway in trying to level out the karma, you know, like a lot of my Muslim friends say, you know, level out that karma.
I don't know. I'm going to take Monday off.
I wish you would not.
You would like me to come into work?
I wish that you would, yes. That would be my fervent wish for you, Phil. For you to come into work as a white man and say, you know, what am I taking this day off? Because my people are the ones that stuck him in a box and put him in the ground. Well, I'm not taking the day off. I'm walking around. I'm going to take the day off.
What if I'm a big believer in the principles that Dr. King, and I am, that he professed?
That's fine. You know, you can say all that, right? But, you know, the time for cheap talk's over. You know, all that. You know, it's easy to say when you get a day off, right? You know, but
I do.
Well, I believe you. I'm just saying, Phil, it's time for white folks getting another free ride on a black man's back, see? And what I'm trying to...
That's not a free ride on a black...
You're telling me Martin Luther ain't black? Martin Luther King...
Yes, of course he's black.
Well, white people taking the day off?
Sir...
Are the white people taking the day off?
Yes.
So they're getting a ride on a Martin Luther, on a black man's back? It's the same thing over... And that's the point I'm trying to make. If I get the white folks down to the church, picking up garbage, wash and wax my car, whatever, then the $10,000 I give to the church fund we use for the whirlwind vacation in the Holy Land. We'll go out there to the Wailing Wall, to the Church of the Manger, where the Savior was born. And then I'm going to go over here to Tel Aviv. I got this little Jew man, a little Jewish man I know. He got sells watches and jewelry. He got all kinds of jewelry and everything. I get some for Clara. And that's what I'm saying.
All right, let me get a phone call here. 1-800-449-8686. Pastor William Rennick is my guest. Vicki, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi.
Hi.
Pastor, I think you're wrong. Martin Luther King was for everybody, whites, blacks, Chinese, whatever color you were. He wanted everybody to be treated equal. He didn't want to see any skin color.
Well, I know, wrong. God has told me that somehow white folks have got to recognize that they were the ones, see, that made his life so difficult.
You don't think that? I know a lot of white people haven't recognized, but some of us have. And you are being racist in a way, not letting us, you know.
Well, you take the day off and do what? Are you going to lay around and eat? What's that?
No, I wouldn't lay around and eat. I'd go down to the mission.
Well, I that's working. So, sister, you're doing what I'm saying. That's good. That's good. Most of you whites, though, they won't lay around and eat.
But, you know, the way you're sounding is that you're sounding racist. You're not.
No.
You're not saying.
I'm a black man. I can't be racist.
Yes.
No, you can't.
Yes.
No, if you black, you. No, you be racist against me. I can't be racist against you.
No, sir.
No, that's impossible for a black man to be racist. Now, I'm saying to you that you are working. That's good, Vicky. That's what I'm saying. But you get a lot of these whites going to lay around on the ass, big fat ass, and eat.
And a lot of the black people do too.
Well, but that they have a right because they was the ones that was enslaved.
So wait, let me jump in. So in other words, because it was the white race that primarily enslaved blacks, they shouldn't get Martin Luther King Day off. And
well, you're making it sound as if I'm punishing Phil.
Well, you're calling it atonement.
No, I'm saying Vicky's going on a mission. I'm going to have some of my whites come in and clean up around the church. That's what I'm talking about. Do something. Don't just say, I got another day off and I got a free ride on the back of a black man.
Okay, Martin Luther King was... All people should do something. All people should be created equal.
All people should be created equal.
Correct.
But they wasn't, see?
You are making it where not all people are. You are making it where people, white people are resenting black people. And
well,
black
when it comes to Martin Luther King birthday, white people ain't equal to black folks only because they was the ones that gathered him in the first place, see?
But
gathered him.
A lot of people are wanting to change.
Well, you know.
All right. Thank you, Vicky.
Look, the brother got capped.
Thank you.
I don't know.
The brother got capped.
I'm saying that Martin Luther King got shot as a white man. So if someone say, oh, hi, thank you very much for shooting Martin Luther King. Now here's a day off. No, I don't think so. See, that's my point.
All right. 1-800-449-8686. Pastor William Rennick has joined us from Joyful Union Congregation on Martin Luther King's birthday. It's a day off. It's a national holiday, but... Should white people have that day off, or should they be working to, quote, atone for the crimes of their ancestors? It's a sermon that he's going to be delivering on Sunday. Boy, I'd love to hear that one. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
I know women that will forgive cheating by a man for a short stack of pancakes.
Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
No, I'm not trying to make you look like a racist. I'm just asking you. White folks take off Martin Luther. They have to work on...
Well, look at Martin Luther King was black. He got shot down by a white man. Now, I'm not saying the white folks that they did it. I'm not making that comment, Phil. I don't want that impression to be delivered to your listening audience. I'm just saying, look. Why can't the black folks, celebrate Dr. King's birthday, and you white folks go off and do what you do, you know? And
some white people want to celebrate it, too.
All right, look, the best way for a white man to celebrate Martin Luther King's birthday is shag your ass down to work.
For a reverend, shag your ass down to work.
No, you know what I'm saying, Philip. I'm trying to communicate to you the best way I can. Get down to work and do something, for God's sake, you know. But everybody, the white man gonna say, well, I got a day off. Yeah, and you know what day it is? He's like, Labor Day? He don't know. Yes, brother. Or as one of his beautiful young black sister. What day is the day, Sid? Martin Luther King Day. Day a white man pull the trigger.
Well, you got to throw that in, huh?
I got to throw that in because that's the part of the history. That's the part of the history. Martin Luther King walked out on a balcony. stretched out his arms and said, "Look like it's going to be a good day." And that is the moment a white man pulled the trigger. Now, all I'm saying is, why don't white folks shag ass down to work?
Well, could you not use the word shag ass?
I'm sorry, but, you know, get on down to work.
1-800-449-8686. David, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Okay, to the pastor.
Yes, sir. How are you?
Okay, I'm fine. I'm black, first of all. I want to get that point out now.
All right, brother. How are you today?
I'm 27, and I don't want to offend anybody, but I have to say that all the comments that you're making, it's those type of comments that make me ashamed to be black. Because, first of all,
you're misunderstanding me.
No, hold on. I'm listening to what you're saying. But white folks this and white folks that and all that, come on, man. That's like back in, like, 60s and 70s, man. This is like 05 now.
Well, I understand all, so far.
The way you talk now is what promotes anger and gets other people mad. Like, you just got me mad. I'm black.
Wait. Let's look at this. I can get my white people. See, I got black and white people in my congregation. I get my whites to come down to the church on Martin Luther King birthday. They'll come out, clean up some of the garbage, haul out some trash and leaves, scrub out some toilets. That saved my church fund $10,000 for a whirlwind vacation to the Holy Land.
That don't got nothing to do with Martin Luther King.
What you talking about?
First of all, I don't want to argue with you. I don't want to get away from the point, but I'm pretty sure you go to church on Sunday, which you're really not supposed to. You're supposed to go to church on Saturday, and you're bringing up Christmas, the pagan holiday. Read your Bible.
I'm Pentecostal. I go to church every day.
Read your Bible that you preach out of. Okay, first of all, white folks says you can't be saying that, man. That's back in the day.
You got a white man.
It's 2005 now.
What you going to think of your Martin Luther King birthday? You are celebrating Martin Luther King, and you go down the street. Then a white man coming out of Taco Bell, and you say, now, let me ask you something, sir. What day is today? Go hell. New Year's Day.
Let me tell you something. I'm not faulting all white people.
They're the ones that made a whole.
For what somebody did.
They started the whole thing.
I can't hold everybody accountable.
Look, brother, if they had not taken
you. You know why? I used to live in Oklahoma. I had more white friends than I had black friends because most of the black friends I had wasn't about nothing.
Look, brother, I got to tell you something. That Saturday church is Old Testament. New Testament Sunday. I ain't a Jew. I don't do temple. All right? I'm Christian.
Well, we ain't here to talk.
We wouldn't be in this bind today. A white man had come to Africa and brought your ass, my ass over here.
No.
Boy,
if you read your history, Africans were taking other Africans as slaves.
You got the white man mind. I knew it. You got the white man brain in you.
You're killing me, man.
I'm killing you. You know you got that coconut brain going on.
We were taking each other as slaves before he even came in the picture.
We would have been running free had the white man not come and put your ass in a net.
You and me, we don't got nothing to do with Africa. We were born here. We ain't got Africans. They don't even like us.
I look just like some. I was watching the National Geographic the other night.
You don't look nothing like the people over there. They don't care no less about you.
I'm watching National Geographic. I looked at this brother on TV. I looked at the mayor. I said, "Hell, I look just like that Ubangi chief they had on there."
This is off the point. I got to agree to a point here with our caller, David. That can't we move ahead? As opposed to continuing this separation.
Look, my soul is African. When God speaks to me, it's an African.
Come on, man. We ain't got nothing to do with it.
Does God speak to you in Swahili? It doesn't mean.
All right, look at David. Thank you for your call, sir. 1-800, what do you mean God speaks to you in Swahili?
I'll tell you right now. When I hear God speak to me, it's all, you know, yo, everything, what up, brother? And
God says, what up, brother?
Yeah, he talk, you know. God speak to everybody the way that everybody hear it.
All right, let me go to Tabitha. Hi, Tabitha, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi.
Hi.
I guess my biggest point is the fact that he's holding against something that one white person did to Martin Luther King, which, no, it was not right. By all means, it was one of the worst and most wrong things that you could have ever done. But it's in the same manner of me being sexually abused by a black man and holding that against the entire race of black people, African Americans, which is not right.
Well, but see, first of all, white women love black men.
I love everybody. That I have nothing against a white man, a black man, a Asian, African, whatever.
Tell you what, Tabitha, what you hold on. I got your call, and we had to go into a break, but you'll be first out when we come back.
Okay.
Well, I want to talk to this girl because she had a black boyfriend.
And oh, hold on for a minute. She didn't say she had a black boyfriend. She's 1-800-449-8686. Pastor William Rennick on to say that Martin Luther King Day, great day to have off. If you're black, if you're white, why are you taking the day off? You were part of the race that oppressed. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. God's favorite radio show. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
And Tabitha's been holding on. You want to make a point?
I just want to say, Phil, everybody say, well, my white man, don't blame him. Let him have Martin Luther King Day. And I love my white people in my congregation. I love all people.
Yeah, but what's that little boy across.
Now, hold on. What that little boy in England, that Prince Harry, he putting on a Nazi costume? That shows you the white people ain't learned nothing.
Oh, we've learned a lot, and I think in this society, in this day and age, that we need to raise our children to love whoever and not look at race and not look at color, and that we need to realize that we are all created equal, whether you're black, Asian, whatever, white.
The point is that
you're blaming every white person for the one white person that killed Martin Luther King when that's not right. My point is the fact that the way you're saying it, that because one white person killed Martin Luther King, that the entire race should, you know, suffer. Well, in my book, I think that it's because a black man decided to sexually molest me and rape me, that I should be able to hold that against every black man in America.
The point is that you had a black boyfriend.
No, I did not have a black boyfriend.
And now you're pulling the rape card.
No, be quiet for a minute. Listen, I did not have a black boyfriend.
You just said you had a black boyfriend.
I was at my babysitter.
And you're pulling
the
rape
when
card.
This black man did this to me.
Don't tell me
I had a black boyfriend, because I did not.
No, you had a black boyfriend. You pulled the rape card.
He
had a lover's spat.
He was my babysitter's son's friend. He was not my boyfriend.
You had a lover's spat. And now you're pulling the rape card.
I'm sorry.
Whoa. We got to watch the language.
Now, see that little white girl? She pulled out that F word. You want to know why? Because the devil is telling her, you call up Pastor William Rennick, and you mess with his head. My head's together because the Holy Ghost is running around inside my skull. Yeah, I'm all right.
Hold on for a minute. The point that girl was making is to blame an entire race for one incident. I happen to believe personally that white people run from the truth a little too much.
Well, see, that's why I like doing your show, Phil. You're a very rare white man. So why ain't you going to work on Monday?
What do you mean, why ain't I going to?
I'd say you go. You understand the history of this country better than any white man ever met, and yet you're going to lay on your butt up your beach house eating your Lay's potato chips, sucking on a Heineken. And
I'm going to take the day off, yeah.
Oh, thanks a lot. Dr. Martin Luther King, you ever seen James Earl Ray?
No, I haven't.
You put a picture of him right next to a picture of you on your website? You could have been his twin. And I'll tell you...
No, wait a second. I'm saying I'm taking the day off because it's mandated by my company that I got to take the day off. Holidays, we take the day off.
Ain't that just like white folks? Day, well, you got better damn well take this day. See, the whites working in my church money will do so much good, we'll be able to afford a pilgrimage to retrace the steps of the baby Jesus. We're going to have 7 days and six nights, all-inclusive stay, in the Three Kings Suite at the Jerusalem Hilton, go to the Wailing Wall, all-inclusive, that means use of the pool, towels, meals, we're on the meal program. Because I'll have my whites doing the, you know, they'll go in the latrine and everything else.
So the white folks will scrub out your toilet so you and Clara can go to the Holy Land.
Hold on for a minute. That is, we're going to go to the Church of the Manger where baby Jesus is born. What, you think I'm going to be over there getting a couple of laughs? I'm going to be over there studying the history of my faith.
All right, let's go to Dwayne. Dwayne, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead.
Hey, Mr. Henry.
Yes, sir.
Well, my comment is to Pastor, what's your name?
My name is Pastor William Rennick.
Pastor Rennick.
Yes,
Pastor Rennick, I think you're putting us back some when you continually separate the races by your comments. Remembering first that Dr. Martin Luther King stood for a civil rights movement, okay? And we're talking about the rights of all people, okay? There were Jews that were being persecuted. There were African Americans. There were women, you know, as well as as well as the black people who were being persecuted. And, you know...
Well, look, you ain't going to ask a white man to be a wide receiver. That's all I'm saying. You say separate the race. We already separated. Look, you got the white boy. He's a quarterback. Put the black boy out at flanker.
Again, your comments are separating people.
No, that's by, the way
by,
it
by,
is.
By color only, not by skills, okay? Now, if you really want to talk about equality, you know what I'm saying, what we need to do as African-Americans is get more people in the HR departments of these companies, okay, so that we can balance the employment field.
What's HR?
Get more African Americans in CEO positions, okay? But comments in what you're making, it put us in a light that's not a shiny light. We're not when we make comments, you know, against other races like that. Basically, what it does is it dulls our flame.
Look, I've seen that brother on TV.
What you and your congregation should be doing, Pastor, let me speak.
What you and your congregation should be doing
instead of cleaning toilets on that day is making an effort to get out and show other races what the civil rights movement was about. Okay.
Well, that's what I'm doing.
No, you're not.
Yeah, I am. I'm going to have a whirlwind vacation to the Holy Land.
Your trip to the Holy Land is great. You know,
thank
what I'm
you.
Great. It'll probably be a great experience for you and your congregation.
No, I'm just going with my wife.
Oh, you ain't taking the whole congregation?
You know, this brother think everything a big joke, but I will say this to him.
Wow.
I am,
and you don't believe other callers are listening to
look,
you and seeing that your comments are laughable.
No, Dwayne, listen to me. The white working at my church on Monday means this stretch limo all the way to the top of Mount Calvary to experience the suffering that our Savior.
A stretch limo to the top of the Calvary.
I don't know why this brother's loud. I will pray for you.
And you're also going to have your purple robe on as well, right?
Hold it. You made a comment back a while ago. I figured it out. You a Muslim, ain't you?
No, I'm not.
You a Muslim?
No, I'm not.
No, you talk
no,
like
no, I'm not. Actually, I was raised in a Pentecostal church.
Well, you see, you're talking
however,
like one of these Muslim
my brothers. My dad's a Baptist minister.
I got his first class seat.
Okay.
The congregation couldn't pay for that for everybody.
But let me say this to you, Pastor. Let me say this to you.
All right, I got to take a break. I got to move on to another call. I'm sorry to have to hang up on you. Take one more call. What do you guys want me to do?
Well, I didn't finish saying what I want to say. And I say it, I take it. You laughing at me taking a stretch limo to Calvary. What's up with that?
What do you mean taking a stretch limo up to Calvary?
You want me to walk? So what it did to that one man they nailed up on that board, man. Hell, I ain't going to do that.
He had a bunch of Romans beating his ass going up the hill. Andy, go ahead.
Hey, how are y'all doing?
Very good, sir.
Well, I'm a college student. Freshman in college.
Are you a Muslim?
No, I am not a Muslim. I'm a Hispanic. So I studied Martin Luther King's speech in English class my junior year of high school. And if you're claiming to follow the teachings of Martin Luther King, you aren't doing a very good job of it. Martin Luther King would have been a man who would have celebrated the fact and would have appreciated the fact that whites, blacks, Hispanics, Asians, whoever, could celebrate his ideals on a day that's set aside for him.
Absolutely. And the best way for white people to do it is to get into that toilet and get it clean. And the best way for a black man to do it is to kick. Now,
I have an
issue. How is it a Muslim?
Because I have the day off. I have the day off.
Because you Mexican. That's okay.
Yeah.
I'm talking about white men.
Yeah, well, there technically is no race of Hispanic. I mean, we are white. It takes a white person to make
But you know what I'm talking about, being a Mexican. Now, how are you a Mexican and a Muslim? How'd that happen?
I ain't a Muslim, sir. I happen to be a
Christian. The young man said he's not Muslim.
Oh, okay. I thought you said he was Muslim. Then Mr. Harry's a liar.
I mean, you might want to pay attention to some
of these
people calling because they have very valid points.
They are making, but the points ain't as good as the ones that I'm making. Which is a white
You aren't making any good points. You want to experience the suffering of Christ and you're taking a stretch limo to Calvary? That's not experiencing his suffering. You would walk it up, like I would if I went.
Now, you say that, but if you were over there on a
I would.
Well, you got a suite at the Jerusalem Hilton.
I wouldn't take a stretch limo.
Why can't I take a stretch limo?
I wouldn't.
You take a stretch limo up to Calvary to experience the suffering?
Look, where he really suffered is when they hammered him up on that board, man. Are you kidding me? I ain't going to walk up that hill. I got a heart condition.
So do I.
You know, brother, I want to tell you something.
There's
about
no difference.
The Muslim faith.
I mean,
make their women wear rags on their heads and all that.
He's not Muslim. I got to go, Andy. I got to break. My engineer's going to kill me.
Look, I got a couple of points I want to make. We're going to stop off on the Nile River.
Never mind.
But maybe you can carry me then. You Mexicans are good at that. Hey, Andy, where you at? Hell.
Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Hey, Jack Ball. It's entertainment. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Go to our website, www.philhendryshow.com. You can pick up the Best of the Phil Hendry Show CD. You can hear tonight's show in its entirety on the website. In fact, we have 3 hours. Every show is archived for 30 days, all three hours of the show. So you can go to the archives and check it out there if you'd like. And this is the Phil Hendry Show, and our website is www.philhendryshow.com. Also, if you want to email us, phs@philhendryshow.com, although I got to start printing some of those emails off, do a mailbag. We get a ton of requests. And here's one, a request for a bit from the past. And this comes to us from Zavar. He says, "How's it going, Phil? I want to request the one bit with Raj Fanin talking about how dangerous he is because he's from the Middle East. Always listening, Zavar Nazim." Here it is, dude.
Phil Hendry Show.
Comedy gold.
Number one, if this guy were my neighbor or came in to see me or saw me on the street or whatever, and if he were rude to me, I would be rude right back. I don't care what
background
he is.
Be careful.
And he does, hey, I'm not scared of you. And and you come from a, excuse me, let me
you
finish.
You have to be careful.
You come from a country where rudeness is a way of life. Well, you know what? You're now in America where rudeness is not a way of life. And you should be very thankful that you can come into this country and own real estate and a business and everything else and be able to speak the way you speak without being afraid of losing your head.
I grew up
in a military family.
Please shut your mouth for a minute.
I traveled through Egypt. They were extremely rude, and not just to Americans, but to anyone. So I'm not afraid of you.
Well, you want to treat me as a Mexican. You can't do this.
I'm not rude to Mexicans either, but I'm rude to anybody. I don't care what nationality they are. If they're rude to me, I will be rude back.
Mr. Fanin, are you
And you telling me to shut up? You shut up.
I'm asking you to shut your mouth so I can finish.
You shut your own mouth.
No, but please shut your mouth so that I can
finish. No, I'm not going to shut my mouth. That is a rude way of asking me to please be quiet and make so you can make your point.
Mr. Fanin,
so you need to be a little bit more polite to me if you expect me to be polite to you.
What, do you see how you are afraid? I can tell in your voice. It quivers like you're a child. So
I'm hardly a child. I'm just so angry at you right now that I am just trying to hold back my anger.
Let me jump in here. Mr. Fanin, first of all, Elizabeth makes a very good point. Saying shut your mouth is an idiom in our country and in our language that is rude. You may say, may I say something? Could you be quiet for a moment? Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes. No. You don't understand.
No, I'm trying to tell you that the phrase, please shut your mouth, is rude.
But you won't shut your mouth.
But he didn't say please. All he said was shut your mouth.
No, but you won't shut your mouth. You continue to...
Well, no, I'm not going to shut my mouth because I don't want to listen to anything you have to
say.
Why
don't
you shut... You're rude, and you know what? Go back to your own damn country.
Why don't you shut your mouth and listen to a man?
No, I'm not going to shut my mouth. You speak in a polite way, and then I will stop speaking.
This is typical of Big White Cracker Lady. That she is...
What do you mean, Big White Cracker Lady?
What makes you think I'm white?
You're kidding, right?
No, yes, I'm asking you, what makes you think I am white?
Because you won't shut your mouth.
Oh, that has nothing to do with it. For your information, I have Cuban heritage in me, and I'm not going to shut my mouth because you think I'm white. That is a racist comment, and I don't think how you can expect anybody to be polite to you when you are racist.
But you might be Cuban, but you talk like Big White Cracker Lady.
Yeah, white faculty.
Man.
You know what?
You
go back to your own damn country and learn how to speak English.
Why can't you shut your mouth to listen to
I'm not going
to
shut my mouth.
Please don't say shut her mouth. It's a rude phrase, Mr. Fineen.
He knows it's rude. Anybody who has a business in our country needs to be a little bit more polite. I pity
but you're
the people
Cuban,
that
you're,
he deals with.
You're Cuban. You're not American.
Oh, I am American. I was born in the United States.
If you're a Cuban, then no one is afraid of you. I would like to hire you to clean my home.
I didn't say anybody. You know what? That is just such a misconception. Nobody's afraid of anybody because of their race.
But you're
afraid
Cuban,
of somebody because of the way they project themselves.
Exactly.
Maybe you project yourself as a threatening person, and that's what frightens them.
But
you know what? You can come up to me and stare me in the face, and I'm not going to back down.
But you won't shut your mouth.
I'm not going to shut my mouth. Why should I shut my mouth? This is my country. I was born here, and I have every right to say what I want to say.
If you're a Cuban lady, you can clean my home.
I was born in the United States. I am an American.
Can you clean my home?
Okay, is that a statement that you are making, sir, to provoke this lady?
I am saying to you, I'm a Middle East man. You can't push me around.
You're a Middle East idiot.
Because if you push around Middle East man, you know, things go kaboom, you know.
Is that a threat?
No, it's not a threat, but you know that this
That's
is the...
That's what you're saying. If I'm pushing you around, then you're going to threaten me by going kaboom? Well, guess what? You can play that game. So where do you live so we can hash this out?
My son wants to know, if you're Cuban, what does Babalu mean?
Bill Henry Show.
Comedy Gold.
Bill Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
For about 30 seconds, just tell you our website is www.philhenryshow.com. Pastor Rennick?
I just want to say, God bless everybody. I love everybody. But if you're white, I got some toilets.
Never mind. Good night.
1-800-449-8686. The world-famous Phil Henry Show.